It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday morning. Time now for the garden show with Dwayne Hastad. And Dwayne, good morning on a hot morning again.
Oh, it's been kind of crazy here with this hot weather and the humidity. Is you go outside and you're just wringing wet.
Yeah, well, I'm inside, nice and cool.
Yeah, but I went to a baseball game last night, and I was sitting there, and I go, you know, it was kind of hot, but it was okay. And I go, I'd rather have this than 40 below.
I think a lot of people say that, so.
Yeah, and it is good growing weather. The corn, you know, it's 4th of July pretty quick, and corn's supposed to be, the old saying was knee high by the 4th of July, but it's head high.
Yep, was that like last year too, about the same, wasn't it?
Yeah, and maybe not quite, but you know, it seems like it always starts out slow, and then all of a sudden it's head high. It just grows like crazy.
Right,
and
right.
So are the gardens. People were in here this morning, and they said their tomato plants just grew like crazy. And I have to tell you, Paul, it's a great day. I had my first red tomato out of the garden.
You picked one already?
I picked one and ate it just before the show so I could say I ate my red tomato.
How was it?
It was unbelievable. It was good. Well, it was a cherry tomato. It was a little one, okay? It was a Sun Sugar. But absolutely great. If you don't have a Sun Sugar tomato in your garden, you can still plant one. You'll get these little, they're actually golden red cherry tomatoes, and just like eating candy, better than candy.
Healthy too, I bet.
Yes, so you can plant some stuff in your garden. I did, people were asking for green peppers and colored peppers and didn't have any, so a couple weeks ago I started some. So if you are looking for peppers for your garden, we do have pepper plants and tomato plants, and I started some where people are looking for some certain squashes. So we still have a good selection in our greenhouses of flowers and veggies, so you can still plant.
Okay. Yeah, I found it interesting last week, Dwayne, when we talked about tomatoes. I asked you, is a tomato a fruit or a vegetable? And that got a lot of discussion going on after the show. And it's a fruit, and you explained it really well.
Well, thank you. But, you know, I think if you put it on your table and can eat it, people usually call it a vegetable. But either way, you know, vegetable or fruit, it's still good eating.
Maynard said it's a tomato's a vegetable, not a fruit.
Well, that's coming from a fruit.
That's coming from a fruit, okay. Maynard goes, hey. Anyway.
I saw a special on Tiny Tim on the TV the other night.
You did?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, Maynard does an impersonation of Tiny Tim perfectly. So.
Yeah.
Hey, if you have
We better get going or we run out of time before we even start.
Right, but let's open our phone lines again. Maynard will answer the phone this morning. If you have he won't answer your lawn and garden question, but you can give us a call at 320-598-7301 for any lawn or garden question for Dwayne. That's 598-7301. All right, you ready, Dwayne?
I'm ready. You want to do the questions, or let's get the plant of the week out of the way.
Good idea.
Did you post that?
What is the plant of the week?
It's the daylily, and specifically Stella Dior daylily. The reason for that is it flowers a long time. The old-fashioned daylilies that Grandma had, you know, only flowered a day. You know, the flower was there and is gone. The Stella Dior daylily shouldn't be called daylily, because it flowers longer than a day. And usually you see the kind of orangey gold one around, has like strap leaves and has a trumpet type flower. And they flower for a long time and they don't get very high. And they basically grow any place and an easy plant to grow.
Okay, yeah, and I posted one of those on our Facebook page for everyone to look at. The yellow one is beautiful, isn't it?
They sure are, and there are different colored ones. There's, like I said, the yellow one and the gold one, and there's red ones, and there's kind of purple ones, and a few other colors. So a good thing if you have a hard time growing plants, a daylily is really easy to grow.
Okay, that's our plant of the week. And so what's our UFTA plant of the week?
UFTA plant of the week is kind of challenging. It's a hackberry tree. And I don't know if you ever have a hackberry tree, but a hackberry tree has really corky bark, and then it has leaves. But the leaves on the tree, I've been looking at hackberry trees around in the parks, and there's no leaves on them.
Oh.
And usually when there's no leaves on the trees, well, there's a few leaves, but not very many, that there's leaves all over the ground. Well, there's no leaves on the ground either.
Oh, really?
So it's kind of confusing.
What's up?
And I have consulted some experts, but I hate to tell you, I don't agree with them.
Oh.
Hey, hold on a second.
Yep. All right, welcome back to the Garden Show. We got things straightened out there, and well, should we get right into the questions here, Dwayne?
Sure, go ahead.
All right, there is a there is like a seed pod on my peony after flower had wilted away. Should this be cut off?
For the plant, yeah, the seed. It's a seed head. It's actually a seed in there, or a number of seeds. Okay, after your peony, the flowers have fallen, all the petals have fallen off, there are seed pods there. I'm going to try something different on mine this year. I'm going to let them stay on there and let them dry a little bit, and then they're going to crack open. There'll be seeds in there. And you can collect those seeds and plant them if you want, try to grow a peony. But it takes a two-year cycle to get a peony. It has to have a cold period for two times. You plant it. You have that cold treatment over this winter, it'll shoot up a plant, a peony plant, next year, and then it has to go through another cold treatment the second year, and then it'll flower the second year. So it has to get two cold treatments to break its dormancy for flowering.
Okay.
If you don't want to plant a peony like that, don't want to plant the seeds, I would cut those dead flower pods off, because the plant will look, the peony flower, or the peony leaf actually is pretty. So cut those, the dead, you know, the spent flower off, and you'll have a nice bush. There's another question that we've had is, should I cut my peonies to the ground? It's building up its root system now with that green. It's taking in the sunshine and the nutrients and building up the roots, so it has to have leaves to do that. So you don't want to cut it all the way to the ground, except we've had a couple of questions that people are getting like a mildew or a kind of a whitish substance on the top of the leaves. There's two things going on there. One's bursitis, which is a disease that's not good for that plant. And if you see that on your peony, I would cut it off and destroy those leaves. Also, there's mildew on the leaves. Do the same thing. Cut those plants to the ground, like 1 to 2 inches high, and get rid of those leaves.
Okay.
So the question is yes and no.
Okay.
That's a long answer.
Yeah, that's good, though. Okay. Here's a good question, I think, with the way the hot weather is right now. Can you water your plants too much when it's this hot out?
I would say 95% probably not. But, yeah, you can overwater your plants, and what you do is you rot the roots in there. If you have really heavy soil, or you have a pot that doesn't have a hole in it, you know, that you're watering, if you're doing containers and the water's actually standing in there, you'll rot the roots, and that way the plant can't take up oxygen, or oxygen isn't getting to the roots, and your roots will just rot away, and the top part of the plant will die too. In the ground, yeah, you can overwater certain plants, like potatoes. If you have heavy ground and have potatoes in there, and you water your potatoes a lot, you will get a lot of potato problems. But in general, when it's 90 to 100 degrees out there, it's hard to overwater your plants.
Okay.
Should water in the morning if you can, because your plant will have water going through the heat of the day. Don't want to water real late at night, because the water will be there and your leaves could be wet, and you're going to get a lot of diseases or fungus type problems. So you want your plants to dry out before the nighttime.
Okay. Well, the phone's ringing here at the studio, and Maynard's busy. So here we go. Some more questions. This person, she sprayed her hedge for tent worms on Tuesday using 7. Then it rained. How long does she have to wait to spray it again?
She can spray it again right away. 7 has a Actually, there's two types of seven, okay? And there's still old containers around and new containers around. If you have carboxyl, this old seven, in your container, the half-life is 24 hours. That means the half-life is worn out, the strength is worn out, and so it's not, you can spray basically right after that again. That's not a big problem. There's a new seven out there. They're just using the name as a trade name.
Okay.
It lasts a little longer than the old seven, but she can spray again, especially if it rained that close. And she probably should, because there's going to be 10 caterpillars out there.
All right. I don't think we're going to get to all the questions today, but we'll try. What causes a couple pine needles to turn brown? Not all of them.
That's one of my concerns. It's called Rhizosphera spruce needle cast. It's a fungus disease. Not good, not good. You should spray your trees with a fungicide. Basically, you know, the synthetic fungicide Daconil is a good one. Daconil, Fungonil, you can spray on there. Or Excel,
okay,
which is a organic product, you can spray on there. You should spray your evergreens if they're turning brown.
Okay.
Sooner the better.
And
then do it again in, you know, a month from now.
Okay. Why are leaves on my apple trees looking so wilted?
I would like to talk to that person. I don't know if they've been spraying it. The hot wind could be part of it. Could also have a fungal disease. It shouldn't be lack of moisture if the trees are around here. Or it could be spray. If somebody's been spraying in the area, that could wilt the leaves. So there's many things.
Okay.
To be concerned, I would spray it with a fungicide or a fruit tree spray.
Okay. Well, we're out of time here. We didn't
get to go to our show.
We didn't get to all the questions. We have some questions yet, but we'll do them next week, Dwayne. So,
we can do them on the radio, or if they have specific questions, they can call me if they want in the Dawson store, and I'll be glad to answer them for them.
Okay, and how can they get a hold of you, Dwayne?
The Dawson store number here is 320-769-2161. They can give me a call.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to do that, or stop in and we can help you and solve the problems. And everybody have a happy 4th of July and water your plants.
All right. Thanks, Dwayne. Got to run.
You bet. Take care.
There's Dwayne Hasted with our garden show for today.
It's 11:30. This is KLQP, Madison Dawson, 92.1 FM.